This is Akashvani, the news read by Anubha Rohatki. The government has launched One Nation, One Subscription Initiative, ONOS, from today. Over 1.8 crore students from government-funded higher education institutions, including universities and IITs, will have access to research papers published in top journals across the world as part of this initiative. More than 13,400 international journals covering science, technology, engineering, medicine, mathematics, management, social sciences and humanities are being made available to researchers under the first phase of the initiative. Principal Scientific Advisor Professor Ajay Kumar Sood said, in the subsequent phases of ONOS, expansion of access to private higher educational institutions and ultimately to all individuals in the country who need such access can be taken up. The Ministry of Defence has declared 2025 as the year of reforms in order to give impetus to the ongoing and future reforms in the defence sector. On the eve of the new year, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired a crucial meeting with all secretaries of the Ministry of Defence to review the progress in various key schemes, projects and reforms. Mr. Singh exuded confidence that the year of reforms will be a momentous step in the modernization journey of the armed forces. He said it will lay the foundation for unprecedented advancements in the country's defense preparedness. The focus of these reforms is to ensure that the armed forces are transformed into a technologically advanced, combat-ready force capable of multi-domain integrated operations. To achieve this vision, several key areas have been identified for focused intervention throughout 2025. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of New Year 2025. In a social media post, President Murmu urged citizens to renew their commitment to work together for creating a brighter, more inclusive and sustainable future for India and the world. Vice President Dhankar described 2025 as a momentous juncture in the country's republic journey. He mentioned that this year marks the entry into the final quarter of our constitution's centenary. He said that it is time for us to rededicate towards realizing the vision of constitution makers while advancing towards Viksit Bharat at 2047. Wishing all the citizens wonderful health and prosperity in the new year, Prime Minister Modi expressed the hope that the year would bring new opportunities, success and endless joy to the lives of everyone. The world has welcomed 2025 with grandeur and festivities as dazzling fireworks, cultural performances and joyous gatherings marked the beginning of a new chapter. The new year travels across different time zones, starting with Kiribati in the Pacific and ending in American Samoa. From Sydney to London, celebrations reflected hopes and aspirations for the year ahead. New Zealand's Auckland was among the first major cities to welcome the new year, with thousands enjoying fireworks and light displays. As the clock struck midnight in Sydney, Australia, the skies lit up with a breathtaking firework display over the Harbour Bridge and Opera House. In Dubai, thousands attended a fireworks show at the Burj Khalifa, the world's tallest skyscraper. Grand celebrations also unfolded across cities in the country. In Mumbai, thousands gathered along the Arabian Sea promenade, while iconic spots like Connaught Place and Hoskars in Delhi buzzed with revelers. India's infrastructure output, which constitutes about two-fifths of the country's industrial production, surged to a four-month high in November. This growth was driven by an increase in six of the eight core sectors during the month. Production of cement, coal, steel, electricity, refinery products and fertilizers recorded positive growth. Movement of several trains has been affected as dense fog has engulfed the northern region of the country, causing low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 22 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to 2 hours. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to scattered rainfall and snowfall over western Himalayan region during the next 2 to 3 days. According to the IMD, cold day to severe cold day conditions are expected in isolated places over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Uttar Pradesh today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.